done after the foot washing sacrament.
所以最后一个接下来洗脚礼以后的就是圣餐礼也是我们要举开。
For this service, we'll be concentrating on the second sacrament.
所以这一节我们就来讲这个洗脚礼。
We know that every sacrament was first performed by Jesus Christ.
我们都知道这些典礼都是主耶稣亲身自己先做出来给我们看。
They are all closely related or connected to our salvation.
这些典礼跟我们的得救都有密切的关系。
After which Jesus instructed his disciples to carry them out.
之后呢，主耶稣就吩咐门徒们。以后要照着这样去行。
We turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 13.
我们先打开约翰福音十三章。
The Gospel of John, chapter 13.
我们来看约翰福音书的十三章。
There are two parts to every sacrament.
在每一个典礼，它有两方面。
The first is related to the doctrinal issues.
第一方面就是这个典礼跟这个教义上的问题。
The second is concerns with the teachings that we can derive from the sacraments.
第二方面就是这个典礼里头所让我们有什么教训。
We are going to focus on the first part.
首先我们来看它第一方面。
Find that foot washing is a sacrament.
洗脚礼是一个典礼
because of the various reasons.
当然有它这里头不同的因素在里面。
The sacrament here is different from any Jewish tradition.
这个典礼呢跟犹太人的风俗是完全不一样的。
The Jewish people also have the habit of washing feet.
犹太人他们也有自己的风俗，就是说洗脚的风俗。
Especially theBefore a person enters into his house or her house, he or she would have his or her feet washed.
当一个人进入到别人的家里头，这家里的人呢，都会为他们来洗脚。
This lowly task normally is performed by a servant or a slave.
这个卑微的工作呢，都是由家里头的仆人来去做的。
If a guest were to enter into a house of his friend,
如果一个客人到了这个主人的家，
sometimes even the master of the house would wash the feet.
有时候呢，
of the guest.
这个主人也会为这个客人来洗脚。
So foot washing is done at the very beginning, before they enter into the house.
所以洗脚这个风俗呢，是在他们还没有。进到这个主人的家之前要去做的。
Here we find that this sacrament is different.
在这里我们发觉到这个典礼是不一样的。
Because Jesus had been with his disciple for a long period of time in a room.
这里主耶稣已经跟门徒们在一个房间里头一段时间了。
We can read verse 2.
我们可以读十三章的第二节。
John chapter 13 verse 2.
我们来看约翰福音十三章第二节。
And supper being ended, the devil having already put it into the hearts of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him.
吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加勒人犹太心里。
Here it tells us that they have been in the room for quite a period of time.
从这里告诉我们，他们已经在这房子里头呢一段时间。
We are told that even the supper was about to end.
这里也告诉我们，吃晚饭也将将近已经用完了。
Only then Jesus began to wash the feet of the disciples.
然后呢，主耶稣才开始离开他的座位来为门徒来洗脚。
Here we can see a difference between the foot washing instituted by Jesus.And the Jewish tradition one.
所以在这里让我们知道主耶稣所亲自设立的洗脚礼跟犹太人风俗的洗脚是不一样。
Like what I said before, normally this lowly task is to be carried out by a servant or by a slave.
所以刚才我已经说了这个卑微的工作呢，一般都是由家里的这些仆人。或者是用人他们来做的。
Here Jesus Christ being the master himself, the creator of the universe, lowered himself to wash the feet of the disciples.
主耶稣为这个创造宇宙万物的主宰却愿意卑微这样来洗他门徒们的脚。
Again, here we can see a difference.
在这里再一次让我们看到不同的地方。
We know that when Jesus started washing the feet of the disciples,
当主耶稣开始在洗门徒们的脚的时候
He washed their feet one after another.
他是从一个一个的为他们洗。
He came to this Peter.
他当他来到彼得那里的时候。
We read chapter 13 verse 8.
我们来读十三章的第八节。
Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me."
彼得说，你永不可洗我的脚。耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份。
Judging from verse 8, it seems that Peter was quite a sensible person.
从第八节的推论，让我们知道彼得是一个比较懂事情的人。
He knew how to respect his master.
他懂得怎样来尊重他的主人或者长辈。
In his mind, he knew that it was not right for Jesus, the master, to wash their feet.
因为他清楚的知道这个。工作呢不应该是由主耶稣来洗他的脚。
It also shows us that he was a person of humility.
也告诉我们他这个人彼得这个人也很谦虚。
And knowing that this shouldn't be done by Jesus.
知道这个不应该是指主耶稣自己来做。
Therefore he refused the washing from Jesus.
所以当时他就想拒绝主耶稣为他洗脚。
What did Jesus say to him?
但是主耶稣却怎么样跟他说呢？
Here he says, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me."
主耶稣的回答是：我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
Jesus did not praise Peter for being so. Understanding.
主耶稣并没有当时在称赞彼得他这么懂事。
Being so humble.
或者这么这么的谦虚。
Or being so sensible.
或者他的为人是这么知道事情的怎么处理。
Instead, Jesus told him the relationship or the connection between salvation and foot washing.
但是主耶稣却告诉了他这个洗脚礼跟得救的关系。
And Jesus said, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me."
主耶稣很清楚地告诉他说，我若不洗你的脚呢，你就与我无份。
So when Simon Peter heard what Jesus said, he was terrified.
当彼得听了主耶稣的回答，他就非常的害怕。
So he begged the Lord, "Not only my feet, but also my hands and my head."
他就来恳求主耶稣说，不单只是我的脚连我的手还有我的头也要洗。
And Jesus said to him,
主耶稣对他说,
"He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean."
凡洗过澡的人只要把脚一洗全身就干净了。
Here Jesus stated clearly the connection between foot washing and having a part with Jesus.
这里主耶稣很清楚地来告诉我们说洗脚礼跟主耶稣有份是有关系的。
So the foot washing here is not just a symbol.
所以这个洗脚礼并不是一个象征性的。
Like what some people have said, this is only a symbol of humility.
正如一些人所说的这个洗脚礼只不过是代表一种人的谦卑的一种象征性。
In fact, it goes beyond that.
其实这一个是超越的这一个所谓的象征性。
It is concerned with our salvation.
因为这个对人的得救是有关系。
We read verse 12.
我们来读十二节。
Chapter 13 verse 12.
十三章的十二节。
So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you?"
耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下，对他们说，我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？
In this institution of the foot washing, Jesus asked quite a few questions.
在这洗脚礼的设立当中，主耶稣问了好几个问题。
Verse 12 is one of them.
十二节是其中的一个问题。
Jesus asked them, "Do you know what I have done to you?"
主耶稣说，我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？
If the foot washing performed by Jesus is only a traditional one.
如果这个洗脚礼就是他们犹太人的风俗的洗脚礼。
Then the question here would appear to be redundant.
这主耶稣的这个问题其实就是多疑多问的。
Because every Jewish person knows about this foot washing.
因为每一个犹太人都懂得也知道啊，什么是洗脚。
So when Jesus asked this question,
当主耶稣在问他们这个问题的时候
，this goes to show that what he has instituted is actually different from what they used to practice.
主耶稣所设立的跟他们以前或者奉俗里头所做的这个洗脚是完全的不一样。
That's why Jesus said, "Do you know what I have done to you?"
所以主耶稣就对他们说：“我向你们所做的，你们明白不明白？”
So the foot washing performed by Jesus carries a whole new meaning altogether.
所以主耶稣所施行的这个洗脚典礼对他们来说是一个新的有个新的意思，新的明白。
This is something that the disciple must try.To figure out.
当时的门徒们要想到底主耶稣这样说是什么意思。
If not, they must get the answers from Jesus Christ.
不然的话呢，他们就应该从主耶稣那里来找答案。
That's why the foot washing here is different from the Jewish one.
所以这里的洗脚跟犹太人的洗脚风俗是不一样的。
We read verse 15.
我们来读十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节。
For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
我给你们做了榜样叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
Here Jesus speak affirmatively that what he did was an example.
主耶稣在这里很肯定的跟门徒说，他所刚才所做的只是给了他们一个榜样。
He has showed them an example.
他把这个榜样给他们做了出来。
It is an example that they must follow.
这个是他们应该要去做的一个榜样。
Again, by reading this verse, we can see the difference between the institution of foot washing and the Jewish one.
再来，我们从这里看得出来，洗脚里的洗脚典礼的设立跟犹太人的洗脚是完全不一样。
Because what Jesus has done is an example.
主耶稣所做的是一个榜样。
Meaning that he was the first person to do it that way.
换句话说，主耶稣是第一位第一个人来这样做。
No one on earth has ever done this before.
换句话说，当时世代的人没有人有做过这样的。
Because being God himself, he lowered himself.In the form of man and to the point of a servant.
他是神成为人子却是卑微自己呢来为门徒洗脚。
This is an example.
这是一个榜样。
So the disciple must follow.
所以这个门徒们呢应该照着去做。
So the foot washing here cannot be a Jewish one.
所以这里的洗脚典礼不是犹太人风俗的洗脚。
We read verse 17.
我们来读十七节。
John chapter 13 verse 17.
约翰福音十三章十七节。
If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
你们若知道这事若是去行就有福了。
Here we see that blessing is attached to this institution.
在这里
or sacrament.
告诉我们呢这个典礼是带着有福气的。
As for the Jewish way of washing feet,
如果是犹太人的风俗的洗脚
，No blessing is attached.
其实就没有这个福气。
But here, a blessing is attached.
这里告诉我们他们知道去做就会有福气随着。
This blessing comes directly from Jesus Christ.
这个福气是直接从主耶稣那里来。
Again, we see that there is a difference between. The foot washing instituted by Jesus the Jewish the tradition.
所以这里再次告诉我们主耶稣所设立的这个洗脚典礼还有犹太人奉俗的洗脚是不一样的。
That's why in the true Jesus Church, we uphold this sacraments of Jesus Christ.
所以在真耶稣教会里头我们就来遵守这个洗脚典礼。
We firmly believe that this is concerned with our salvation.
我们深信这个洗脚典礼跟一个人将来的得救有关系。
That's why every newly baptized believer, we will wash their feet once.
所以每一个新受洗的同龄我们将会为他们洗脚一次。
To make sure that they have a part with Jesus Christ.
要来肯定他们跟主耶稣有份。
Now the second aspects of the sacrament
在这个
is about the teachings that we can learn from.
这个典礼的第二方面就是里头的教训我们可以学习到。
Obviously, there are many precious and valuable teachings.
当然里头有很多宝贵的教训是我们可以学的。
I think we have spoken about them many, many times.
我想我们已经重复也讲了好多次。
I feel that maybe it is good to repeat some of the points.
我觉得这很重要，我们可以再一次来重复一下几个要点。
To remind us of the importance of these teachings here.
来提醒我们这个西教里的重要。
As we know that we are not perfect in any sense.
我们都知道我们都不是一个完全人。
That's why the entire church is striving hard to improve herself.
所以整个教会来说，我们都在努力的来追求这个完全。
When we talk about improvement in our spirituality,
当我们谈到要在我们的灵性灵修上来求进步的时候，
improvement means that we must learn to adopt the practice or the practices of Jesus Christ.
能够进步就是说我们要来学习主耶稣所做的这些榜样。
And we believe that this is something that we have to do throughout our life.
我们都相信这是我们的一生我们要来学习要去做的。
At times we may find it difficult to do them.
有时候我们会觉得有一些困难。
Since Jesus has given us good examples to follow.
既然主耶稣给了我们设下这个好的榜样。
Then we must learn to do them.
我们就要来去学习去做。
First we read this one.
我们来读十三章的第一节。
John chapter 13 verse 1.
我们回到约翰福音十三章的第一节。
Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
One of the outstanding teachings here is about love.
一个非常伟大的一个教训在这里就是谈到这个爱。
So even before the foot washing sacrament is performed.
甚至在这个西教里还没有举行之前。
The writer John was inspired by God to talk about the significance of this foot washing.
这个写约翰福音的作者约翰呢，被神的灵来感动告诉我们这个洗脚礼的意义。
The entire episode here is to disclose the complete love of God.
其实这卷书里头都是要谈到完全谈到神的完全爱，完全的爱。
At that point in time, Jesus knew that his hour had come.
这里告诉我们主耶稣知道自己离开世界的时间快到了。
He knew that he was about to depart from this world.
他知道自己将快离开这个世界。
And then it says,having loved his own who were in the world.
这里也告诉我们说，既然他爱这个世间属于自己的人。
We see that the love of Jesus did not start at the point when he was about to wash the feet of the disciples.
我们都知道在这里告诉我们主耶稣并没有在还没有开始洗脚礼之前的那一刻表现出他对门徒们的爱。
His love actually stretched back long before.
其实他爱门徒已经在老早以前已经爱他们了。
This is the love of God.
这就是神的爱。
If you look at the book of Ephesians,
如果我们来看看以弗所书的话，
We know that God planned his salvation even before the foundation of the world.
告诉我们说神在为了这个得救的这个计划呢，已经在创世之前已经准备好了。
And his plan was done in love.
他都是因为神的爱而去做的。
We can read Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4.
我们可以看以弗所书的第一章的第四节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4.
以弗所书第一章的第四节。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他里面成为圣洁毫无瑕疵。
We find that only those who enter into Christ can see this awesome plan of God.
唯有那些进入主耶稣里面的人，他们才可以看到神的这个 伟大的计划。
Not only they can see how this plan is being unfolded.
不单只他们能够看到这些神的计划慢慢的一幕的展开。
Right from the past to the future.
从以前一直到以后。
They can also see one of the outstanding elements in his plan.
也可以看到神他里头的每一个工作里头特殊的地方。
That is his love.
这就是表明出神的爱。
That's why when we read John chapter 13.
所以每当我们读到约翰福音十三章的时候。
Here we see that Jesus Christ, while carrying out his plan.
当主耶稣在来实行他这个救恩的计划的时候。
He did so by showing them love, what love is all about.
在这当中他再一次表现出他怎么样来爱他的门徒。
If we say the point he started loving his disciples started when he chose them.
如果我们说主耶稣爱他的门徒是在他拣选他们的时候。
We know that this choosing in itself is a form of love.
其实神的这拣选呢就表现出神对他们的爱。
Though the disciple at times could not really understand the teachings of Jesus.
虽然当时的门徒他们不明白主耶稣的爱主耶稣的教训。
Jesus continued to keep them in himself.
但是主耶稣仍然的来保护着他们。
Continued to teach them patiently.
用这个耐心来无时无刻的来教导他们。
Continued to guide them in great endurance.
继续的来带领他们
This is one aspect of Christ's love.
这就是神爱他们的其中一方面的表现。
And when Jesus knew that he was about to go,
当主耶稣知道自己将要快离开这个世界。
In his mind, he made up his mind by saying that he must love them to the end.
所以在他的心里头，他对自己这样说，他就要爱他们到底。
That's why he washed the feet of the disciples.
所以主耶稣就来为门徒们来洗脚。
Now the question is, how did he love them to the end?
问题就是主耶稣怎么样能够爱他们到底呢
By making sure that they have a part with him.
就是能够肯定他们跟耶稣有份。
Not only they have a part with him when he was present in this world.
不单只主耶稣在世上的时候他们跟他有份以外。
Jesus wanted to make sure that they would have a part with him even in the future when the kingdom comes to pass.
甚至在以后这个天国的降临他们跟主耶稣也有份。
Sometimes it's very hard to imagine his love. It's impossible.
有时候很难来想象出主耶稣的爱难去思想的。
So we can only look at some the example, the things that he did for the disciple to understand his love.
所以有时候我们需要来看看主耶稣为门徒所做的一些事情让我们能够去想一想主耶稣的爱。
We know that his love is lasting, is forever.
主耶稣的爱是永不止息的。
Now, if you look at verse 2.
如果我们来看第二节的话。
Why is it that his love is so special?
为什么主耶稣的爱是这么的特别呢?
It's so profound.
这么的伟大。
Because for him to carry out his love, to continue to love them, he has to overcome a great obstacle.
他要来爱他们，要来克服的这些困难，他需要克服一个困难。
So when Jesus has made up his mind to love,
当主耶稣决定要来爱他们。
At that very point in time, Satan also did his work.
同个时候呢，撒旦也在当中工作。
What did Satan do?
当时的魔鬼怎么做呢？
He put an idea into the heart of Judas Iscariot.
他把一个意思放在这个加勒人犹大的心里。
That is to betray him.
这就是要卖主耶稣的这种心意。
Here we can see the great satanic work.
这里可以让我们看出撒旦的工作。
So judging from these two verses,
从这两节的经文告诉我们。
We can see that sometimes when we want to love,
有时候我们想要去爱。
We must not be surprised to see that our love can be met with opposition.
有时候我们的想去爱，但是呢，要爱的时候，我们却是会面对一些的阻挡。
But Jesus was able to overcome.
但是主耶稣却能够来克服这个困难。
This is the greatness of his love.
这就是主耶稣 爱的伟大。
It's something again that we need to learn from Jesus Christ.
这也是我们要从主耶稣那里来学习到的。
To love our own family members is not difficult.
要爱我们自己家里的人，我们是很容易。
To love our friends who always treat us well is not difficult.
要去爱那些朋友常常对我们很好的。我们也是很容易做得到。
To love those who always care for us is not difficult at all.
去爱那些常常关心我们的人，我们去爱他们也是很容易。
But to love those who oppose us, persecute us, attack us is quite another matter.
但是要去爱那些常常反对我们、责备我们、说我们不好的人，却是非常的困难。
This is something that Jesus wants us to learn.
这就是主耶稣要我们学习的地方。
If we talk about Jesus and Judas.
如果我们来谈一谈主耶稣还有这个犹大。
If we put both of them in the heavenly court.
如果我们把他们两个放在这个天国这个法庭里头。
Surely Judas will be condemned.
很肯定的，这个犹大一定会被判决沉沦。
No doubt about it.
无可否认的。
Because he has done something or he was about to do something which.Betray his own faith and his own conscience.
因为他要做一个卖自己的良卖出卖自己的良心出卖自己不应该做的事情。
Someone who can easily be condemned anytime.
他是一个被我们认为很容易就会觉得能够判决他是沉沦的一个人。
Maybe to us he is the most wicked of all.
对我们来说，他是一个最不可赦的这个罪魁。
And yet Jesus wanted to love him.
但是主耶稣却还是要爱他。
This is the difference between our love and the love of Jesus.
这就是我们人的爱，还有主耶稣对人的爱的不一样的地方。
That's why Jesus had made up his mind to love to the end.
所以主耶稣在这里已经决定要爱他们到底。
Sometimes we need to learn to focus the way that Jesus did.
有时候我们应该来集中一下主耶稣他怎么样去做。
If you read the, from verse 1 to verse 3,
如果我们从第一节读到第三节,
he knew that he was about to go.
主耶稣已经知道自己离世的日子不,
he knew that all things have been given to him. All things
have been given to him.
And we find that his focus is on things divine.
他所集中的都是这些属灵的事。
Maybe we should learn to focus on divine things as well.
所以我们应该学习下来多注意这些属灵的事情。
Maybe we should even pray about all these divine things in our life.
或者在我们的生活当中，我们也为这些事情来祷告。
Let's say when we are in a situation.
来举例子说，我们在某一种情况下。
Obviously our focus, our attention will be on things that we can see.
我们的集中力或者我们所关心的就是我们眼睛可以看得到的事情。
Or on things that have affected us in our life.
或者在一些事情已经在影响着我们的事。
But today we have the Spirit of God.
今天我们有神的灵。
We should move beyond that.
我们应该超越这个限度。
We focus on things divine.
我们应该来集中于这些属灵的事情。
When we start thinking about what we should do for God,
当我们在想到我能够为主耶稣做什么呢？
What the principles of God are,
神的原则又是什么？
What does he want me to do in this situation?
在这种情况下，神要我怎么去做？
Then we will be empowered to do it according to the will of God.
我想我们就会被神的力量充满，我们就知道怎么去做。
Sometimes we become weak.
有时候我们变得非常的软弱。
Because we focus too much on the situation itself.
因为我们对这个事情的发生，我们太过于来关注。
To such an extent that we have forgotten about asking God for help.
甚至到某一种限度呢，我们已经忘记了来祈求神的帮助。
But here our Lord Jesus Christ is different.
这里主耶稣是不一样。
Now when he has made up his mind.
主耶稣已经决定了。
Even though he knew that Satan had put the idea into the mind of Judas.
虽然主耶稣也知道撒旦已经将这个意思放在犹大的心里。
He took up courage to face the challenge.
主耶稣有拿起这个勇气来面对他。
We can imagine 12 of them were sitting together.
让我们来想象一下，就是说 十二个门徒坐席在这个房子里头。
So Jesus washed their feet one after another.
主耶稣是一个再一个过去的为他们来洗脚。
Amongst the 12, one of them would deny him.
在这十二个人当中，有一个人将会来来拒绝主耶稣。
Jesus knew about it.
主耶稣也知道。
Jesus knew that one of them would betray him.
他也知道有一个人将会来出卖他。
We can see the emotion within Jesus Christ.
我想我们能够想象到当时主耶稣内心里头的这种心情。
If we were Jesus.
如果你是主耶稣的话。
If we have said that, if we have been teaching a group of youngsters.
如果你曾经是在教导有一批的这些年轻人好长时间了。
And it turned out to be that two of them speak ill of you.
但是呢。有一两个呢却是说了你一些不好听的话。
What are you going to do?
你的反应你的你对他们所讲的又怎么去做呢？
Can we see them face to face?
你会不会再一次面对面跟他们讲话？
Can we take up the challenge to serve them?
你有没有会不会呢去来来去拿父亲来去面对这个挑战来服侍他们。
Jesus has shown us the example.
主耶稣给了我们一个好的榜样。
That's why he washed the feet of the disciple one after another.
所以他是一个一个这样为门徒们来洗脚。
You can imagine when he started washing the feet of Judas.
想一想，主耶稣到了这个犹大的面前来开始为他洗脚。
Kind of thing will go through his mind.
你想一想，这事情，有什么事情在主耶稣的脑海当中经过呢？
The Bible does not talk about it.
圣经并没有这样怎么样告诉我们。
But there are some inferences.
但是里头有一些的所提到的事情。
Like that when he was having this holy communion with them.
举例子说，就是在这个圣餐礼的时候
，Jesus was feeling pitiful for Judas.
主耶稣当时是为了犹大这个门徒非常的痛心。
He even said that this person shouldn't have been born.
主耶稣甚至说这个人不生在世上倒好。
Not only he was not angry with him.
不单止主耶稣没有来因为他这样做而生气。
He actually pity him.
主耶稣是来可怜他。
So if we have the love of Jesus.
所以如果我们都有主耶稣的爱。
Then we'll see things differently.
我们对事情的处理的看法就不一
样。When we see that someone has gone wrong.
当我们看到一个人做错事情的时候。
Our response is not that we are angry with the person.
我们的反应不是我们对这个人是非常的生气。
Sometimes we pity this person.
有时候我们对他们所做的是表现出为他们可怜。
So we want to help them.
我们要去想来帮助他。
This is what Jesus has done.
这就是主耶稣当时所做的。
This is what love is all about.
这也就是表现出什么是爱。
So when we talk about love.
所以当我们谈到爱的时候。
We need to move beyond just loving those who always love us.
我们要去爱那些超乎那些我们平时都能够爱的人。
Even though it's difficult.
虽然我们知道这也是一个不简单的事。
But at least we must put this matter in our prayer.
但是至少我们能够把这个事情呢放在我们的祷告当中。
I believe that with the help of God, with the movement of the Spirit, surely we can do it.
借着神的帮助圣灵的带领，我想我们一定能够达到这个目标。
And when Christ comes again,
当主耶稣再来的时候
then he will acknowledge us as his children.
他就会来在众人面前来承认我们是他的儿女。
Just like what he said in the Gospel of Matthew and also in the Gospel of Luke.
正如主耶稣在马太福音路加福音所讲的。
So we find that this is a very precious example.
所以这里的例子这个榜样是非常可贵。
So I also hope that we can really put ourselves in the shoes of Jesus Christ.
所以我想我们真的能够把自己放在主耶稣的身上。
Jesus was able to love Judas, who was the most wicked person probably at that time on earth.
主耶稣能够去爱这个有可能当时是这一个最可恶的一个人，主耶稣却能够去爱他。
This is what Jesus wants us to do.
这就是主耶稣要我们去做的。
I think we always have the idea that we want to do great work for Jesus.
我想我们常常都有这个这种的心意，为主耶稣做很多伟大的事。
Sometimes I feel that this is good.
我觉得这些都是好的。
What is great work?
什么是伟大的工作？
Does it only mean that when we go to a place to preach with many people come to believe and that is good, great work?
是不是说我们到一个地方去传道？有很多的 人来相信洗礼这就是我们所谓的伟大的工作。
If we can resurrect the dead, is that a great work?
或者我们能够叫死人复活，这是伟大的工作。
We find that the Bible never talks about this.
我们发觉到圣经并没有常常这样讲。
The Bible never said, you see Peter has resurrected the dead or has cured heal the lame person, therefore that is a great work. No, the Bible never says.
圣经也没有这样告诉我们说彼得叫死人复活，叫这些瘸腿的能够行走行出这个伟大的工作，是一个伟大的工作。
What work is precious in the eyes of God?
在神的眼中哪一种工作是伟大？
The work of love.
就是这个爱的工作。
That's why Jesus valued it very much.
所以主耶稣非常珍惜这一份工作。
We find that Jesus is very patient with all of us.
主耶稣对我们来说是常常带着一种容忍的心。
Though we have many failings in our life.
在我们虽然说在我们的生活当中，我们做了很多一些坏事情。
He has not given up on us.
主耶稣并没有一下子就放弃了我们。
Because he wants us to fulfill his requirements of love.
他是在等待着我们能够来成全他这个爱的要求。
So this foot washing has given us a very good example.
所以这个洗脚礼给了我们一个非常好的榜样。
There are three children who were baptized today.
感谢神，今天有三位小孩来洗礼。
Because they do not know how to discern right now.
虽然他们是小孩子，所以呢，他们不懂得去分辨好跟坏。
So it is the duty of the parents to teach them from young.
所以就是作为父母的责任，要从小来教导他们。
To guide them in the right way.
教养他们走当行的道。
And to bring them to church to worship God.
要来带领他们到教会来敬拜神。
So even at home, parents should teach the youngs as well.
所以有时候在家里头，我们要来教导他们。
So that from young they learn to fear God, they learn to worship God.
从小小的年纪，他们就懂得来敬畏神，来敬拜神。
So when they grow up, they can become very important members in the church.
所以当他们长大以后呢？在教会里头就可以成为一个神所重用的一个工人。
They can help and contribute to the good of the church.
他们能够为教会来贡献出他们可以做的。
Now we are going to perform the foot washing.
现在我们将要来开始我们的这个洗脚礼。
Please remain seated and sing hymn 295.
我们仍然坐着我们来唱诗295首。主要我全身圣洁，眼中人所不朽，江水打在盘中盈盈，卑微如风而行，天塌覆地之山之间，请要你追寻，若不是教为主命令，就已救主无妨，求主要我全身圣洁，洗去旧罗尼心，就说君虽心静心痛，前辈和 些可亲，天堂福地之三之间，有情有理追你，我不信就为主命令，就依旧做无分，就做要我前生圣洁，世情都归我修，受尽所有，洗净擦干，早知心有福，天堂福地是三之界，就只有你。就做要我前生圣洁，要无玷污之罪，主垂心前生洁净，只为万千心人，天堂福地之生之洁，有情有理追你，我不惜教为主命令，就依旧主无分。
Thank God the foot washing sacrament comes to close.
感谢主耶稣，我们的洗脚典礼就到此结束。
Let's say a silent prayer.
我们请默祷。
Amen. Before we commence our Holy Communion sacrament,
还没有开始我们的圣餐典礼之前
，we are going to give out the certificate.
我们会把这个他们洗礼的证书都给他们。新收洗的请你站到前面，新
收洗的请你站到前面，新
收洗的请
你站到前面，这第一位是王芳，哦，王芳，Sister王芳，第二位 Blanche， 第三位是 Jack，这是
妈妈
月影一姐妹，
王伟OK 好呀，好，
Bow heads in silent prayer.
我们一起默祷。
Amen. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our Holy Communion.
奉主耶稣圣名开。